You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Dr. Bronwyn Lee. She's the director for the Center for Perinatal Psychology, and we are going to talk about a relatively new topic for men and women maybe as well. Pregnancy, fatherhood, it's meant to be a very joyous and momentous time, isn't it?
It is, yes. They're the images that we bring to mind when we think about having a baby, is the more joyous, loving, soft kind of images. And while that can be part of it, having a baby is a very mixed experience.
And I suppose having a baby for the first 9 months, the attention would be on the mother carrying the child to term, and the significance and the importance it's giving to the mother that she remains healthy so that the baby will be healthy as well.
Well, yes, naturally there's a preoccupation with how mum is going, especially during pregnancy and usually in the postpartum as well. But we really want to agenda that dad's mental health matters too. And that's one of our key messages today, is that perinatal depression, anxiety and trauma can occur in men as well.
Is this because men... Because in the study, it shows that 56% do not seek support, those who experience this.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 10 of new dads experience perinatal anxiety or depression, and a lot of them don't seek help.
That's right. So 1 in 10 men suffer depression or anxiety, either during pregnancy or in the postpartum. And we think there are many more who would not identify as being depressed or anxious, but are significantly distressed, feeling overwhelmed, and so on. And even under, even with feelings of distress, 56% will not reach out and seek support. And this is something we really want to address.
Is this because they cannot identify the feeling, or they do not know, you know, as symptoms or telltale signs?
That's a great question. I think there are a few components to this question. One is that, yes, it may not be on people's radar that men can suffer from perinatal depression and anxiety. So we want to get that on the radar. The second is that men hold typically negative attitudes towards depression and anxiety among fathers. So 43% of first-time dads believe that a postnatal depression or anxiety is a sign of weakness. So this is a significant barrier in help-seeking for men.
And I suppose because childbirth and a new child, it's always associated with a momentous and joyous event, that when you say you feel sad deep inside you, you have this feeling that it's wrong?
Well, yes. Those mixed experiences don't tend to marry up, I suppose. So that is one of the key messages that we're talking about here for both men and women, that having a baby is a mixed experience, that there can be the momentous joys, as you put it, but also significant worries, concerns, responsibilities and overwhelms, and that can contribute to, feeling stressed, distressed, angry, preoccupied, depressed or anxious. And if these are some of the feelings, we're really hoping to get the message out there that that help is available.
How can you tell when you should seek help, or it was just another day that you had a rough night and you were tired?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it? Because especially for first-time parents, it's really difficult to gauge what is normal and what is, what should we be concerned about in terms of our own mood. And of course, there can be fluctuations in our mood within the day and over the course of the week and so on. What we look for in depression and anxiety is whether or not there's been sort of a shift in a mood state that is fairly intractable over the course of at least a couple of weeks. For men, because we're putting men on the agenda today with International Father's Mental Health Day, certainly men are feeling overwhelmed, distressed, angry, feelings of this is too much. Any of those sorts of feelings, we would encourage them to seek help.
I suppose this has come about because more and more men are becoming more proactive in caring for the child?
Well, that certainly may be one reason. We have certainly changed models of parenting in the last few decades, haven't we? So dads are much more involved, both in the practicalities of parenting and in building their relationship with their child. This is really a partner, much more of a partnership sort of model that we have these days. And that may be a contributing factor to how fathers are going. We certainly want to normalise that and acknowledge the challenges of transitioning into fatherhood and to say that help is available if it's needed.
And when we do our prenatal visits, I recall it's usually just the mother who goes because it's on a weekday and you have to go to work and things like that. But maybe one day you could accompany your partner or your wife and ask the doctor as well for help or tips.
Well, what a lovely point. I mean, I think we're talking about men here and what they can do, but certainly as service providers across the sector, we can reach out and be systemically more father-inclusive and more father-friendly, that's for sure. Perinatal services are by and large geared towards women, and while on the one hand that's understandable, many men want to be involved and need to be involved. And we, you know, can offer a service by being much more father inclusive and friendly in the way that we go about this.
And maybe the next time we visit our friend who's just given birth, we ask them the same question, isn't it? How are you guys coping? Not just the mother.
Absolutely. Fathers tend to get sidelined in all kinds of ways. And again, it's very understandable that baby is focused, mother is focused, but we need to include dads as well. We know from Australian research data that that men are suffering and we need to look out for them.
It's also important to point out that you may experience this for your third or second or fourth child, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. Every pregnancy and every birth, delivery and every postpartum, every little baby is different. So it can be a different experience. So absolutely, one can have an easier time of things first time around and for a multitude of reasons be more overburdened, you know, have more burden with a second, third or fourth for whatever reasons.
And so for first-time dads, for third-time, fifth-time dads, it's always important that we tell someone.
Absolutely, yes, for sure. Reach out, speak up, help is available. Treatment is available and we have good treatments here in Australia.
And it doesn't hurt to ask for help.
No, absolutely not. We need to break down these the stigma and normalise the experience for men in transitioning into fatherhood and that it's common. It's common. You know, 10% of men experience this. So we need to normalise this and express to men, to fathers, to new fathers, that this is important, not only for their own health, but also for the health of their family, including their baby.
So June 18, International Father's Mental Health Day. Thank you very much, Dr. Bronwyn Lee from Center for Perinatal Psychology.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.